The Bridesmaid by Ruth Rendell. Read by William Gaminara. Chapter 1. Violent death fascinates people. It upset Philip. He had a phobia about it. Or that was what he called it to himself sometimes. A phobia for murder and all forms of killing, the wanton destruction of life in war, and its senseless destruction in accidents. Violence was repellent. In reality, on the screen, in books. He'd felt like this for years, since he was a small child and other children pointed toy guns and played at death. When it had begun, or what began it, he didn't know. A curious thing was that he wasn't cowardly or squeamish. He was no more nor less frightened by it than anyone else. It was rather that unnatural death neither entertained him nor exercised a ghoulish attraction. His reaction was to shy away from it in whatever form it might be presented to him. He knew this was unusual. He hid his phobia, or tried to hide it. When the others watched television, he watched it with them, and he didn't close his eyes. He had never got into the way of denouncing newspapers or novels, but the others knew and had no particular respect for his feelings. It didn't stop them talking about Rebecca Neve. Left to himself, Philip would have taken no interest in her disappearance, still less speculated about her. He would have turned off the set. Of course, he would probably have turned it off 10 minutes before and avoided Northern Ireland, Iran, Angola, and a train crash in France, as well as a missing girl. He would never have looked at the photograph of her pretty face, the smiling mouth and eyes screwed up against the sun, the hair blown by the wind. Rebecca disappeared at about 3 on an autumn afternoon. Her sister spoke to her on the phone on Wednesday morning, and a man who was a friend of hers, a new friend who'd been out with her just 4 times, phoned her at lunchtime on that day.